I think Mark Carney is the outstanding central bank governor of his generation in the world, and I think we have literally got the best person in the world to do this job. And I think he will bring a fresh perspective. He's coming from outside the UK. I think he can look at the Bank of England, see what changes, if any, are needed, and actually how the bank is going to adjust to its new responsibilities, regulating the city and the rest of finance in the UK.
He's pretty expensive, £624,000 a year. That's three or four times what you earn. Why is he worth so much more than you?
Well, frankly, his salary, if you include his pay and his pension, is broadly similar to what Mervyn King has got under the old pension scheme of the Bank of England. You know, these salaries are broadly the same for these sorts of jobs. And frankly, you know, what I wanted was the very, very best person.
What do you think the big challenge for him will be?
First of all, the Bank of England is taking on these new responsibilities, which we've given it, to regulate the banking system, so we don't have a repeat of what went so badly wrong a few years ago. But second, Britain, like many other Western countries, faces some enormous economic challenges. We're still in the aftershock of the banking crisis. And I think Mark Carney brings real practical experience and knowledge.
Now, among the developed economies, it's quite hard to think of another country that would go outside their own borders to appoint somebody to a job as important as this. Do you think that reflects well or badly on Britain?
Well, the Britain that I'm proud to be a citizen of is a Britain that is warmly welcoming to someone like Mark Carney, who can come and do this incredibly important job at the Bank of England. I think it says a lot of very good things about Britain.
He's another former employee of Goldman Sachs, widely regarded as, you know, perhaps the most powerful, some would say the most feared investment bank in the world. Why do you think so many Goldman Sachs people end up in these jobs?
Well, Mark Carney is someone who chose actually to leave the private sector, devote himself to public service, first of all in Canada as deputy governor and then governor of the Bank of Canada. He could go and get the most highly paid jobs in the world if he chose to. He's chosen not to do that. He's chosen to come to the governorship of the Bank of England. I think that says a huge amount about him, that he's chosen to do that. And I think actually it's one of the advantages that we have someone who's got a bit of private sector experience as well as a wealth of public sector experience.